One of the first clues that an underwater volcano had erupted 1,000 kilometres north of New Zealand was some pumice washing up on the east coast of Australia. Some of the fragments were as big as basketballs. Now scientists are embarking on a research voyage to study the volcano. A volcanologist from the University of Tasmania, Dr. Rebecca Carey, is one of the researchers who'll be on board. She's been speaking to reporter Felicity Ogilvie.
Since March 2014, we've had reports all across the state of volcanic pumice arriving on beaches. So the community have engaged us in basically trying to explain where this pumice is coming from, because there's been massive amounts arriving on Flinders Island and the east coast of Tasmania. We actually know where this volcanic pumice has come from, because we know the source of the eruption, and it arrived on the east coast of Australia about a year earlier. So the source of the pumice is a volcano in the Kermadec Arc, which is about 1,000 kilometres north of New Zealand.
Do you know how many pieces have washed up along the east coast of Australia?
We're not sure of the quantity. We know that this eruption produced about a cubic kilometre of pumice, so that's an extraordinarily huge amount, and probably up to a third of that got dispersed around the Pacific Ocean. So we're talking probably thousands to tens of thousands of tonnes of pumice across the Australian east coast.
Does this underwater volcano have a name, and do you know why it has been erupting?
Yeah, so it has a name. It's called Havre Volcano. And these types of volcanic eruptions are probably one per century events across the globe. So Havre probably has an eruption frequency of maybe one of these type of eruptions every 10,000 years. So it's just our luck, I guess, that it erupted, and we saw those satellite images, and we've also got pumice.
Would you have known that the volcano had erupted if the pumice didn't start washing up on beaches around Australia?
So that's a really good question. We had no idea that this volcano had erupted. The first sort of knowledge we had was from a passenger of an airline jet who looked out of her window and saw these rafts of volcanic pumice. And for some reason, she knew exactly what they were. So she contacted the Geological Survey of New Zealand, who then contacted us and said, we think there's been an eruption in this area. And we were able to access some satellite imagery and backtrack the source of the pumice raft. So it was just because of basically this passenger that alerted us to this eruption until the pumice arrived. And then we would have probably not known where it had come from, actually.
And how common is it for underwater volcanoes around the world to be erupting? And what's the importance of that in terms of the Earth's formation?
So 75% of Earth's volcanoes are actually on the seafloor, and they provide heat and chemicals to the ocean that basically influence the biogeochemical cycles of the Earth. So these eruptions are very frequent. It's just that unless we get a pumice raft or significant seismicity next to a monitoring station, we have no idea that these eruptions are occurring.
Volcanologist Rebecca Carey speaking to Felicity Ogilvie.